Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the gospel of the day is the inaugural public act of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. This passage is a dramatic one with different actions and expressions of Jesus. These different actions also have its personal implications for us. First, the entry of Jesus into the synagogue. Do we allow the Lord into our life and do we welcome him? Then, the rising of Jesus to read. Do we enthrone the Lord in our activities and allow him to be in charge of our words and deeds? Then the unscrolling of the book. Do we open our heart to the Lord and be totally open to his word in our life? Then the reading of the passage. Do we listen to God's words and be attentive to the various inspirations and insights he renders us? Then the rolling up of the scroll. Do we preserve the word of God deep into our heart and ponder over it in the light of our life experiences? The announcement of Jesus. Do we let the Lord to govern in our life by the power of his revelation and give heed to his exhortations? The dramatic and significant actions of Jesus present before each one of us with this great challenge to be freed, to be liberated for a fresh start, to be freed of sin that divide the relationship between God and us, to be freed of hatred that divide the members of the society and of a community, to be freed of unforgiveness that divide the relationship between our fellow beings and us, to be freed of immorality that divides the interior being of a person and leaves one discounted, to be freed of indifference that divides the world with a sense of hopelessness and lack of empathy. With the grace of God combined with our efforts, we can pursue every attempt to be freed and liberated. We need a new beginning, a fresh start, a bright onset. Let us permit the Lord to enter, to rise, to unscroll, to read, to roll, and to announce his gospel in our lives. This week, we also celebrate Catholic School Week. In the light of the good news that Jesus proclaims, we know Catholic education provides a high quality, value-added, and gospel-led educational experience for all students. Inspired by the Spirit of Christ, the Catholic school seeks to enrich the human person so that each can develop and fulfill their potential. Catholic School Week is a time for a special focus and celebration of the unique and distinctive character of Catholic education. It enables all involved in Catholic education to come together as one clear expression of unity and pride. Pope Benedict XVI, in his address to the Catholic University of America, stated that education is central to and constitutive of the mission of the Church. It is good to recall his words and reflect on them in the context of Catholic Schools Week. He said, "Education is integral to the mission of the Church to proclaim the good news. God's revelation offers every generation the opportunity to discover the ultimate truth about its own life and the goal of history. This task is never easy. It involves the entire Christian community and motivates each generation of Christian educators to ensure that the power of God's truth permeates every dimension of the institutions they serve." So, let us thank the Lord for the opportunity of the Catholic education we have, and let us continue to support the Catholic education and to pray for the same.